10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What?
Yeah, good morning, people. Good morning once again. Welcome back once again on a Friday morning, 6 a.m. right here on the morning drive with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nate right here on the David Nash show. This morning, everybody, we came back. You know, we're always on fire. We don't need to tell you, always on fire. You can tell already this morning you like these people. So early in the morning, they're already on fire, so energetic. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Let me tell you what's wrong with this. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's nothing wrong. I love God.
Do you love God?
We
got a problem.
What's wrong with you?
You know what's wrong with
me? Maybe the problem is you.
You know what's wrong with you?
What?
You know what's wrong with us?
What?
You know what?
What?
It's the Holy Spirit. We got the Holy Spirit.
No, there ain't nothing wrong about that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly. Exactly, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, no, so no. Everybody, we thank you for tuning again with us here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, where Christ music is blazing music. So everybody, you got to stay tuned in this morning as we are about to deliver some illness, some cool stuff, you get what I'm saying? Some stuff that will get you pumped up, some stuff that will get you going and rolling this morning, and it's gonna be an awesome start of the day.
Yeah.
Or even start the weekend, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's why today we're gonna be talking about something interesting. We're gonna be talking about the redemptive power of the blood. The redemptive power of the blood. In other words, the redemptive or redemption, as some of you will know, redemption is to be bought back.
Yeah,
that's what redemption means. So the buying back of the blood. You get what I'm saying? The redemption, the blood that was shed in order for us to be bought back from our sins and all that stuff. So everybody, stay tuned in because we're gonna be delivering some more on that. We're gonna be elaborating and talking on. In detail about that, you get what I'm saying? So
yep, that's true.
Tuesday, stay tuned.
And we love the fact that you tune in, so you know you're welcome. You should actually get your coffee. Okay, if you're driving, you know, you can't do that, you know what I mean, but then you gotta feel at home.
Like, think about it, these cars of these days are advanced, man.
Yeah, man,
they have that coffee stand, you get what I'm saying? They're in the dashboard. So don't feel restricted. We're not depriving you of your fun.
I think I must create my own car. Like when I wanna drink coffee, I just tell the car, give me coffee, and then it takes out the handle, they give the coffee to me while I'm driving, and then it puts it back.
I had the picture before you even said that.
Must know. Yeah, that's the type of cars we need, man.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone who would say no. We all want a car like that. Who doesn't want a smart
They'll
car like
that?
They'll
be out of stock, you get what I'm saying? That's how much people will wanna get those cars.
As they come out, they go out of stock.
You might as well, when you're advertising them, you say limited stock.
Yes, limited stock. Because that way everyone knows. Since come late, it's gone.
You get what I'm saying? This actually links, since we're talking about buying cars and all that. When you look at our topic, is buying back. It talks about being bought back. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we're all about buying. So I didn't say stop and miss out on the show.
Nope.
And go and buy some snacks.
Nope.
In the garage. No. Stay tuned in.
Yep.
Stay tuned in. We love you. We know that you tuned in right here this morning from all around the world. And we'd like to say once again, thank you to everybody that is tuned in and that has been tuning in. And if it's your first time tuning in to this show, hey, you're awesome. You're awesome. You know, Active FM, you're an active person. So wake up this morning and listen up to the David Nash show right here on the number one station. You know how we roll, everybody. Drop the mic.
Yeah. So we're gonna give you something amazing, which something is the music, you know. We're Christ music here, you know, at Active FM. Yeah. Christ music is what?
Hot music
is what?
Blazing music.
Christ music.
Yes.
So, yeah. So stay tuned in. here on the David Nash Show. Enjoy the music,
and
y'all.
Don't go too far.
Yep.
We'll be back right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, enjoy.
I see you looking at me funny, hoping that you know what you think really don't mean nothing, cause I know who I am. Yeah, I said I know who I am. Take a look into the mirror and tell me what you see. Is it really your appearance? Tell me who you're trying to be. They want it, but the other side of me gone. Can't you see I'm grown? If it look like I've been out here on my own, just know that I'm grinding. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. You could doubt it, but my God is behind me. Behind me. So I'm grinding. Coast, dirty south, reach people with your word of mouth. Teach people with the word I'm out to lead people from the dirt. I'm about to fight this beat, I-C-N-E-S. Wanna see more him, me less. Not some bullet in an innocent teen chest. Let's get along like it's recess. Be blessed, a blessing to others. We rep the sun in the heaven above us. Jesus the one you could bet that he loves us. And he isn't done, I ain't getting enough of him. Nah, I need more A-Day. See, he's who I wanna be more A-Day. Wake up in the morning when I look into the mirror. Gotta hook up with the spirit, seem clear more A-Day. That's right, don't get left, get with the Christ. Quit holding your breath, be rapping for life. Opposing with death, just head for the light. He'll show you the steps, he knows you the best. Yes, you were made, yes, you were slave, but yes, you were came to work. Getting all up in your mess, you were claimed, you were drafted to tame. We the best in the league. I see you looking at me funny, hoping that you know what you think really don't mean nothing, cause I know who I am. Yeah, I said I know who I am. Take a look into the mirror and tell me what you see. Is it really your appearance? Tell me who you're trying to be. They want it, but the other side of me gone. Can't you see I'm grown? If it look like I've been out here on my own, just know that I'm grinding. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. You could doubt it, but my God is behind me. Behind me. So I'm grinding. That your boy be A1. Y'all already know where I be at. I already know when I see traps. Them D boys is on E flat. J feed them poison, they eat that. Need the Jordans and green stacks. We ignore them, relax. But they need the Lord where we at. I just gotta hustle for the lost souls. City on my back where the cross goes. Sitting really finna act like we soft, bro. I'ma hit them in the leg with the crossbow. I be tripping when I get up on a song, though. Spirit get up in me and I'm long gone. Never gonna settle for my own goals. You can let them put the metal to my dome, bro. Yelling, hit them up. Ain't nobody gonna finish us. I be repping the father cause he my God. And if they wanna come and get me, I ain't tripping on a bit of dust. They ain't killing the fight of me, even if they riding your boy. 9mm bullets live, but they ripping through the side of your boy. I be up in the Bible, I'm on the grind. If I die, then I'm living in the sky with the Lord. You ain't gotta ask, you know where to find me. Strung out on the scriptures, I inject them like an IV. Stuck to my convictions, tell these Christians what the mission bad. You say you walk it, talk it, then live it out. I see you looking at me funny, yeah. Hoping that you know what you think really don't mean nothing, cause yeah. I know who I am. We out here grinding, yeah, baby. I said I know who I am. Take a look into the mirror and tell me what you see. Is it really your appearance? Tell me who you trying to be. They want it, but the other side of me gone. Can't you see I'm grown? If it look like I've been out here on my own, just know that I'm grinding. I'm grinding. I'm grinding. You could doubt it, but my God is behind me. Behind me. So I'm grinding.
South Africans are still reeling from Friday's wave of demonstrations across the country. An estimated 60,000 people took to the streets calling on the president to step down and in protest against corruption. Tensions boiled over in some areas, with major flashpoints being outside the ANC headquarters and the Gupta family home in Johannesburg, Durban in KwaZulu-Natal, and Seshego in Limpopo. Our mobile journalist Njandi Tauge joined the procession from Church Square to the Union Buildings in Pretoria.
Daybreak at Church Square. Eerily quiet, with just a few people returning home after a long night at work.
I think maybe it can be much better. Maybe things can change. I don't know. Let's hope things can change.
They are the ones who elected him, Utangene. But we are the ones who have to suffer at the end of the day with M17 and all their stuff. So what can I say? Like, me, I'm not part of it at the end of the day.
April 7, a critical day on the calendar for Save SA campaigners. And after a week of organizing and shuffling paperwork, some supporters, adamant not to miss out, resorted to camping out at the square.
I don't think the rain will distract us or will disturb us. I think it's a blessing for the rain to be here. I think it's a blessing so that the people can know that here are the people. God is blessing them for the message to be able to send a very clear message to Zuma to say these people have been here since Monday, which means they were able to resist. And then for them, victory is certain.
The big day got off to a gloomy start, with wet weather threatening to dampen the mood.
Look, I hope that a little bit of drizzle will not deter people. Jacob Zuma's bigger than a little bit of discomfort that might be caused by the rain. There's a very strong popular mood for the march this morning. We hope that people will come in their thousands. We appeal to people to come in their thousands. This could be a very important day in the history of South Africa. Hopefully we will look back on this as a day when South Africans rallied in their thousands.
But it was not to be. As the sky started to clear, Save SA supporters began carbo loading for the long walk to the seat of power, and soon the mood began to lift. And by 10 o'clock, Church Square was teeming with anti-Zuma supporters. Young, old and disabled converged on the square, determined to make their voices heard. Excitement edged a notch higher with the arrival of a group of rubber-burning motorcyclists.
And the blood that was shed on all sides for the country of South Africa we love.
For the change. Yeah. For the change. Yeah. For the change of the people and the country.
Sean van der Merwe from the Poor People's Movement was there to highlight the plight of the poor.
It is our national duty and our civic duty to be here today. I personally have come through oppression and apartheid, and I find it totally despicable that I have to come here at this age again to come and fight against another oppressive regime.
Others expressed concern for the future of their children and grandchildren.
For my grandchildren, it's very important, you know. The country has been going through a lot, and as a grandmother I also feel it is time. Zuma needs to step down. Our country is bleeding, our country is dying. That's the reason why I am here today.
Our country needs us, all of us, all races, all colors, all social statuses, to stand up and say enough is enough.
Forward to the constitution, forward!
The leader of COPE, Musiwa Lekota, kicked off proceedings.
This country must not become one of the rogue states of the world.
Po police maintained a strong presence, and with that, the demonstrators embarked on the 3.1-kilometer walk to the union buildings, bringing the Pretoria CBD to a standstill. And once at the lawns of the union buildings, police left nothing to chance. Amid the barbed wire, Mandela's statue loomed large. From the podium, more calls for the president to go.
And we think that our movement, the ANC, the people's movement, the movement that made the most sacrifices to liberate this country, should actually listen attentively to the voices of each fallen cadres who are lying underneath, who fought for this dream that we saw today being re-established, being refocused, because at least it's quite clear our movement was defocused a bit.
This must only be a beginning. Not one day thing we think that Zuma will listen to us. We need to push him all the years to come until he and the crooks that are supporting him can go with him.
For now, all eyes will be on yet another protest march scheduled for Wednesday. It's been organized by opposition parties. Janji Chauke, SABC News.
Yeah. Welcome back here on the Dave Nash Show. We're back with Mr. DJ, DJ Dash.
Uh-huh.
And DJ, DJ.
Dave.
Yeah. That's me.
Uh-huh.
DJ Dash is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
DJ Dash, it's me.
Yes.
DJ Nev is
it's me.
Alright. Cool, yes. Cool. People yeah. Got it right now. So everybody, we would like to welcome you once again right here. We've said what the show is, so we don't need to repeat it, you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got it all now.
Ah, you must know, Baba, we share the same brain,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is how we are right here. So everybody, welcoming you back, the redemptive power of the blood. So, Mr. Nash,
mm-hmm.
what if we can just elaborate on that, the redemptive power of the blood, what can you say about it? What do you understand about it?
Okay, like, first of all, we have to understand what that word redemption means here, you know? So, when someone talks about redemption, okay, the word redemption means to buy back, right?
Yeah.
So you are bought back. You have been redeemed. It means you have been bought. Mm-hmm. You redeemed. Think about it. You know, when they actually say, like, you know, these competitions and all those stuff, and then you win, and then they say to redeem the specific prize, what are they saying? You go and buy it. Or you go take, you know, that specific prize. Why? Because it's now yours. So when we talk about the redemption, you know, like of the blood. We're talking about the blood of Christ, which has brought us back.
Yeah.
You know, before we go back to the time of Adam. Adam and Eve, they got tempted, you know. They got tempted, and the devil, you know, because you are... the devil is a liar, a deceiver, and all those stuff. So he went... What did he do? He went to Mr. Adam, our father, and Mrs. Eve, our mother. And he deceived them. Why? So that we can fall into sin and we can inherit sin because of the fall of man. But now Christ came back and changed it. He said, you know what? Because I love you people so much, I'm not going to leave you there. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come and then I'm going to buy you back with my blood. Redemption, the redemptive power. Basically, we're talking about Christ's blood buying us back from the sinful nature that we were born in. Basically, we were not worthy to be in Christ, in God's presence. But when God sent his son to die for us, what you are saying is, you guys sinned against me and you did all of this. But guess what? I'm giving you another shot. You can shoot the target and this time hit it. Don't miss it. Hit it. In other words, you have been forgiven. Now all you have to do is accept Christ. So I've brought you back.
Yeah. Thank you very much there, Mr. Nash. Thank you for the elaboration, you can say.
Yay.
So, talking on that, the redemptive power of the blood, I'm going to read from Psalms 23, verse 4. It says, for you are with me. It's short, you know what I'm saying? Psalms 23, verse 4b. So, for you are with me. We are with Christ. You know, the fact that he has brought us back. You cannot, like, look, this actually compliments, because when you buy something from the shop, you don't buy it and leave it there. You buy it and take it with you. So the blood of Jesus, the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, bought us so that we can be separated from sin and come and be with who? With God through Jesus.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying? So when you buy something from a store, you cannot buy and just leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's imagine true. That 1,000 rand, you just leave it right there. You bought something, you bought a phone or a machine or whatsoever appliance or whatsoever equipment that you bought, and then you just leave it there. The money just went without any reasonable use or necessary use. But when Jesus bought us back with the blood, when we were bought when we were bought back by the blood of Jesus, you get what I'm saying? Is that you didn't just say, I'm buying you back and leave you in the same situation that you are, which is the sin. No,
true that.
He brought us back and then took us out of the sin.
Yeah,
that's why he says, that's why David here in Psalms 23:4-4b says, for you are with me. So now that we are brought back, we are with him.
Yeah.
Because now, as I say it again, and I'm saying it again, you cannot go to a store and buy a car and then you just leave it there. Mm-hmm. And just pay the amount that is required and then I just leave the car right there. No. And the other thing, this brings me back to leadership. You get what I'm saying? This brings me back to leadership. And also, if... look... When you read in John chapter 10 verse 11, says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
In other words, a good leader lays down his life down for the people that are following him. Because you are the shepherd as a leader.
Yeah.
And the sheep are those people that are following you. So you have to lay down your life. Yo, I have to lay down my life, and whatever mistake that they do now, I have to die for it. Yes. Look, Jesus became our shepherd. Jesus became our shepherd, and we are the sheep. He laid down his life for us as the sheep.
Yeah.
He took away everything that we had. He took away our sins. So you as a leader, you've been bought back. So
yeah.
Now therefore, you have to pay a price so that your sheep may be bought back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And you know, while you're speaking, you know, it actually got me thinking. Like, Christ actually was the leader, you know. When they ask you, yeah, you're a Christian, né? So who's the leader that actually, you know, set the example for you? Say God. God is the leader that actually set the example for me. You know why? Because he came and died for us. He came and brought us back. And guess what? While he brought us back, you know, if you read on in Psalms 23 verse 5, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Mm-hmm. You know, that shows you he doesn't just buy you back and leave you there.
Yeah.
He buys you back in his presence. Yeah. And what does he do? Prepare a table for you.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's laying down your life. You know, he says lay down your life for the rest.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh. But he did it.
Yeah.
He laid down his life for you. And what did he do? He came and brought you back. And he still prepares a table for you. That's what the shepherd does.
Yeah.
He takes care of his sheep. Now, same with the Lord. You know, he's taking care of us.
Yeah.
Takes care of us.
Yeah.
It's not buy back and then leave you guys there. No, the Bible will transform your life if you learn.
Yeah.
Why? Because Christ is in it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, in that doing, you know, Jesus actually knew that he was the man born to carry the world's important mission, which was to die for every one of us. That was he knew it right there. You would have chosen to say, no, I can't take this mission. You know what these people are going to do afterwards. But anyways, he did it. And when you look at that, he did it out of love. He didn't just do it out of selfishness or out of pity or out of the fact that he's got all the riches, but he did it so that we can be united with him. That's why he shed the blood, so that we can be brought back into the kingdom of the Father and become joint heirs with who? With him. So he knew that he carried the most important mission in the world, which was to die for each and every one of us, for each and every one of us, which means that those who are in sin, so that they can be redeemed from their sin. Those who are saved, so that they can be strengthened in their faith. You get what I'm saying? So that's how it is. And look, when we look in the Old Testament, the Lord asked the Jews in the Old Testament, that was my arm too short to ransom you? He asked the Jews, was my arm too short to ransom you? In other words, was my arm too short to actually rescue you from, or to convince you to actually follow me? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? He's asking the Jews now. They have to answer a question. They have to answer a question. Is the Lord unable to actually rescue them from the sins? So now, when you, that you can get it from Isaiah chapter 50 verse 2.
Yeah, that was amazing stuff, Mr. Dave. Like, dude, yeah, what you got for us, man, in terms of the news?
Oh, the news, this is the local news in South Africa. When you look at there's a lot of Shell resident that got a monthly, you know, you receive those monthly statements from, so this person actually received the monthly statement from the city of Johannesburg, stating that he owes about 400,000 for water. Like, what? 400,000 for water?
Too much.
That was actually for March.
Yeah.
That was the March statement. That was the March statement, is only 400,000 for water. What have you been doing with that water? Have you been splashing, throwing a splash party? But anyway, as the story goes, it's being still investigated. It's still investigated to see whether this bill is abnormal, because it is an abnormal. It is an abnormal bill when you look at it. So yeah, that's how it is. That's the news that we have for you. So right now, yeah, stay tuned right here on the Dave and Nesh Show with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave, and stay tuned to hear some more. We got some more for you guys. So stay there and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. U.S. Navy strike group to move towards Korean Peninsula. A U.S. Navy strike group will be moving towards the Western Pacific Ocean near the Korean Peninsula as a show of force, a U.S. official told Reuters on Saturday. As concerns grow about North Korea's advancing weapons program. Earlier this month, North Korea tested a liquid fuel Scud missile, which only traveled a fraction of its range. The strike group, called Carl Vinson, includes an aircraft carrier and will make its way from Singapore towards the Korean Peninsula, according to the official, who was not authorized to speak to the media and requested anonymity. We feel the increased presence is necessary, the official said. We feel the increased presence is necessary, the official said, citing North Korea's worrisome behavior. The news was first reported by Reuters. In a statement Saturday, the U.S. Navy's Third Fleet said the strike group had been directed to sail north, but it did not specify the destination. The military vessels will operate in the Western Pacific rather than making previously planned port visits to Australia, it added. This year, North Korean officials, including Kim Jong-un, have repeatedly indicated an intercontinental ballistic missile test or something similar could be coming, possibly as soon as April 15th. The 105th birthday of North Korea's founding president, and celebrated annually as the Day of the Sun. Earlier this week, U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping met in Florida, where Trump pressured his counterpart to do more to curb North Korea's nuclear program. Trump's national security aides have completed a review of U.S. options to try and curb North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. These include economic and military measures, but lean more towards sanctions and increased pressure on Beijing to rein in its reclusive neighbor, although the option of preemptive military strikes on North Korea is not off the table. The review prioritizes less risky steps and de-emphasizes direct military action. Trump spoke with South Korea's acting president on Friday, the White House said on Saturday, in a statement which did not mention the strike group. All I can say is, oh boy, you better pray. Put your thoughts and comments down below. Bookmark my site. I'll keep you up to date. Please stay safe, and I'll talk to you later. God bless y'all. Bye.
Gravity got a hold of me, enemies tower over me, it won't be over easy. They scramble the frequency, I hear voices trying to speak to me, trying to take my peace from me. Even when they go away, they leave with a piece of me. I just wanna go our separate ways and live peaceably. Put it all behind us, they continue to rewind it. Add to the confusion when I'm looking for the minus. They all took a piece, but I don't know where mine is. Maybe my greatest weakness was my kindness, and I just need silence. Why does it seem like violence is the only way to find a moment of peace and quiet? Taking thoughts captive, so many to collect, when they dance around my head while I'm close to the edge. Don't push, I blame everyone but me. Even though it's plain to see I was a kamikaze. That's right, I'm the captain of my own ship. Yeah, I'm the captain of my own ship. Wrecked, lost at sea, living above the law. Not that it was warranted, thinking I'm innocent. Then they showed me where the warrant is. I'm drowning in guilt, my grave is the bed I made. What I thought was watching out for me was actually a razor blade wrapped around my wrist. Time wasn't on my side, it didn't have my back when confronted with my pride. Does it lead to the fall? I can't remember which is first. It's the start of the end, December 1st, as I burst through the clouds. I'm leaving this whole world behind me. Must have forgot that this world lives inside me. I tried to escape, I was flying, but I fell. When you buy into the lie, it's your soul that you sell. I was falling to my death, but before the sun set, the sun stepped in my place. The one who gave me breath took the fall, so I fell in the palm of his hands. And I fell to my knees and surrendered my plans. Now I'm close to the sun, walking in the light, waiting for the day when my faith turns to flight.
Sometimes I feel like Harvey Dent with two faces, reminded death is a choice that's only a flip away of a coin. And I'm tired of flipping like birds in a gymnast, directed by Wes Craven, a Hitchcock nonetheless. I'm tired, I'm so tired of being strong in front of the choir and wretched when I'm alone and I'm jaded. I hate it, I hate my sin, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate the reason why I think they say I'm their favorite as soon as they play it, as if the music I'm making could substitute for any one or two of the 150 from David. I'm sore when I'm naked, I'm falling in anguish. They all think if there's a K or an M on your followers, then that probably mean that I'm famous, and these are preteens that say this, try to escape it. I'm not, and I don't wanna be, till the benefits of it hover in front of me. How I'm gonna live up to humble beasts, what I'm mumbling underneath, tumbling from a tree of the knowledge of good and thee, evil, deceitful, covering up with the public me. And now I'm wondering, what good is the motor of running backs that keep fumbling? Does he dream of the day they'll replay it up on the jumbo screen? Lupe Fiasco of you like liquor and food, just to prove you are just as fly as the coolest Judas with Jesus, peace, nooses, and submarines. See, I had other dreams trying to fill other shoes,
And now I covet you. You in that office despising your 10 to 2. And you turning and missing assignments, tired of school. Sometimes the grass you thinking is greener is really blue. There's a beast lying beneath at the surface searching for food. There's a reason why wisdom always seems to run from a fool. Sometimes the beast ain't the serpent, it's really you. So stay more submitted, take your repentance like way more serious than mere confession. And scream out Mayday with more intentions to change the tradition. Stay more in spirit, wait for what you say the spirit can prove. Admention, pray for Jay Gibbons, a name that I pray you do.
Yeah, welcome back everybody. Stay tuned in, you're still tuned in. We love it. Yeah, we're back here with another session, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about
the redemptive power of the blood.
Yeah. And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, man?
So, just to share, you know, before we continue on that, in terms of leadership, you know, we always gotta be reminded about leadership. You get what I'm saying? As the shepherd, you gotta lay down your life for the sheep. You get what I'm saying? So, leadership is a product of relationships. You cannot just lead without a relationship. You need to have a relationship with the sheep in order for them to follow you when you are leading them.
Yes.
When you are telling them to go somewhere, when you are telling them to take a left turn, the one saying, man, no. But instead, they'll follow you. Why? Because you have a relationship with them. And then out of relationships comes leadership.
Yeah.
Because there has to be a relationship so that there can be a leadership. Because now if there is a relationship between the two of you, then therefore there will be that productive leadership that is united in that relationship,
yeah,
between the shepherd and the leader, the shepherd and the sheep. I mean, yeah. So that's what I got for now. But carrying on, you get what I'm saying. Still speaking on the redemptive power of the blood, and I'd like to share something that it all began. So when we're going back to the redemptive power of the blood, it all began with the Passover. It all began with the Passover. One of the instructions that the Lord gave Moses and Aaron was that in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, is that the month is to be for you the first month. You get it? So repeating that is that the month is to be for you the first month of the year. So this was the month that the Israel celebrated the Passover.
Mm.
This was the month that Israel celebrated the Passover. So the redemptive power of the blood all began with the Passover, which was the instructions or the command that was given by the Lord to Moses and Aaron.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Woo. Yeah, man, that's amazing. And you know what, like, what I want to also do is just, you know, open up your mind and broaden, like, the audience. I want us to actually think more, you know, like, out there. And basically, the redemptive power of the blood, you know, basically what we want to focus on is that nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Yeah.
That's what we're focusing on. Want to focus that and show you that God loves you so much that he actually went to that extent where he sent his son to die for you. Mm-hmm. And after that, even till today, he still loves you. And nothing can separate you from his love. Even death can separate you. You know, recently on Facebook, I actually posted, you know, I posted a status where speaking about the love of God. And, you know, I got a comment saying, who's God? I was like, wow, shocked, you know. Okay, that's not something I was expecting. But, you know, there's actually people out there that actually don't know God. Some of them, they don't know Jesus, you know. Basically, there's people out there that need the word. They need someone who can go to them and speak to them about the word. And if you look at Jesus, you know, Jesus, when he came to earth, he was, like, tempted. He was tempted just like all of us. He was tempted by the devil. And what did he do? That he attacked the devil with Bible verses, with scripture. And, you know, something that we all want to know is, how do you get to know God? But then before we get into that, you know, before we actually go into that, I want to read a verse from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. It says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, with me. Look at that, man. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. That's what it says. So basically, he's there. Anyone who accepts him.
Yeah.
Anyone who accepts him. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Accept him. His love is there for you.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's real. You know, in Christ, in him, we have redemption through his blood. And now when you look at in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood. In him we have redemption through his blood. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, Jesus freed us from the dominion of Satan. You get what I'm saying? We were freed from that oppression that the devil had us on. You get what I'm saying? So we were redeemed from the sins that have been that were laid upon us. So our sins were taken from us to the cross on him when he was crucified there. So he spent that time in hell to actually carry all our sins.
Yeah.
So we need to understand that we have been bought back by the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that. And if you look at the quote by John Maxwell, he says, if you call yourself a leader and you're walking and you look back, no one's following you. You're just taking a walk. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And now going to the news, we're going to the sports side now. The fitness, the guys that are lifting up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have this strong team. You get what I'm saying? This strong team. It's called the People Gymnasium, who did very well at the recent powerlifting competition. This is based, I think, in South Hills or something like that, because that's where the boxers come from. You get what I'm saying? You see, when you look at most of the boxers, South Hills, that's in South Africa, in the Joburg South. You know what I'm saying? So there we have this team that we're actually contesting and actually bringing up, showing up their muscles there, flexing and doing all the thing, all the what they are good at. So
yeah.
they call themselves the Peoples.
Yeah. Yeah. The People.
The Peoples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Must know.
They might, you know, when you think about the people, you think about this thing that will hold you and never let you go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That will grasp you and never let you go. And now looking at the schools, we're looking at Waterstone is making a wave. You get what I'm saying? Waterstone is making a wave. Now the Waterstone College high school swimming team made a huge splash at the Prestige Gala on Saturday, March the 4th, as 23 swimmers qualified to swim at the event, bringing home the total of 8 gold medals and 1 bronze medal.
Your master.
Yeah. That's amazing. And the Waterston College is proud to announce that one of its own, Thomas Woodward, broke the prestige record for under 15, 50 meters freestyle with time of 25.96 seconds. That's amazing. That's good. That's good. If you're a swimmer right there, you get it all. You got it all.
Yeah.
You got it now. Yeah, so that's what we have right now. That's what you have on the news right now. So stay tuned in and to get some more of the news. And this is what we have for you right now. But don't forget to tune in again.
Yeah.
Go anyway, just stick around. Because now we are about to deliver the Christ music. You know what? When we deliver Christ music, we deliver the best, because Christ music is hot music, blazing music. You gotta beat. Stay tuned.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, welcome back everybody. How you doing? We're back again, on the Dave and Nash show. You already know which show you tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. So we're back to deliver more fire, more action, more thriller and music and joy, happiness, understanding, knowledge. Yeah, everything's coming into it. Now, obviously, we spoke about the love of God in the previous sessions and all those stuff. And we're still speaking about the love of God. Unfortunately, this is going to be the last session. Yeah. But you'll enjoy it, yeah?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. Yeah, I just want to start off by, speaking on reading the verse in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. And this is what it says. Jeremiah the prophet said, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear my name, Lord God Almighty." Woo! That verse there.
That's real.
When your words came, I ate them. You know when? Yeah, we need to be living a life, you know, where the word of God is it's our only solid foundation that we have.
Yeah.
Because the word is able to change your life if you let it. That I can say, like from my life personally, that I can say it has changed my life. It's still changing my life and it's still impacting me. Like I used to have a mentality of I'll get serious with God when I'm 18. And then my other second option was I'll get serious with God when I get married. That was me. Hey, after I get married, I'll get serious with God, you know. That's how I used to think. But thinking about it, death has no friend.
Yeah,
it has no time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bound by time. Anytime when it decides to come, it comes. But that's because of the devil. You know, where you find sin, you find death. Where you find sin, it comes from the devil. Sin comes from the devil. That's why when in the Garden of Eden, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned, what did the Lord say? If you eat of the apple, you know, if you eat from that tree, you'll die. And Satan knew that. And what did he do? He made them sin. And then what happened afterwards? Death came upon them. And what does that tell you? Death does not come from God. I mean, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, the Lord didn't say, you can eat all of these apples and guess what? After this period of time, then you die. No. He only told them if they disobey what he's telling them, then they'll die. And what does the Lord love? Loves an obedient heart. Loves an obedient heart above every single thing. So the redemption of the blood. You know, some of you people, you're like, I've done all this, I've done all this. I also used to do messed up stuff. But because he loved me so much, he accepted me back into the family. And my sins are forgiven. And I'm working for Christ, living for Christ. And I can say today, to live is Christ, die is gain.
Yeah, that's it, everybody. It's still on the redemptive power of the blood. You get what I'm saying? So he died so that we can be redeemed.
Yeah.
He shed the blood so that we can be redeemed. So that's why our topic is with the redemptive power of the blood. The redemptive power of the blood, not just any blood. We're not talking about that chicken blood that you can slaughter a chicken and then you say, "I'm redeemed by the blood." No,
yeah.
No. We're not talking about that. The redemptive power of the blood, you get what I'm saying? The blood of Jesus, the blood of the innocent man, the blood of the one who paid a price that he never owed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He paid a debt that he never owed. But he did that out of love, he did that out of generosity, he did that out of a pure heart, out of a heart that was filled with love for people, regardless of their sins, regardless of their mistakes, regardless of whatsoever things that they did, that we did, basically. But he never looked at that. He looked at what we could be, not what we were back then, because God decided in advance to adopt us into his family. That's why he gave his only begotten son to die for our sins. Most of us might think that, how can I be redeemed by the power of the blood if I wasn't even born? But when you look there in Ephesians chapter 1, we speak about the fact that God decided in advance. That means that he decided before you were even born. That means he decided before you were even thought of. That is before your grandmother was even born, your grandfather was even born, but he decided to adopt you in advance so that you may have that life with him, so that you may be connected with him. So through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. You need to look at yourself in the mirror each and every single morning and tell yourself that through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Because there is no other way that you can find forgiveness except you approach the forgiver of sins. The one who redeemed us with the blood, which is Jesus Christ. And now, looking at First John chapter 1 verse 9, it says, the apostle John said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And when you look at that verse, it doesn't say that you will purify from unrighteousness, but he says from all unrighteousness. You hear what I'm saying? So we will be purified from all unrighteousness. And now when we declare with faith, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins have been forgiven. You need to, whatever that you have messed up, you need to make a declaration each and every single time and say, oh, by the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven, and all unfaithfulness is being buried, and now I am forever faithful. So now when you look at again, the blood of Jesus permanently cleanses me from sin. It permanently cleanses us from sin. You get what I'm saying? We are all cleansed from sin. Now when you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8, it says, always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil. Let your third confession be, because I walk in the light and have fellowship with my brothers, the blood of Jesus cleanses me now and continually from all sins. So now when you look at it again, through the blood of Jesus, through the blood of Christ, we are justified. We are justified. In Romans chapter 5 verse 9 to 10, it reads that, since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Now, when you look at that, you need to make a declaration or confession to say that through the blood of Jesus, I have been justified, and God sees me as if I had never sinned. When you look at Ephesians again, God loved us and saw us, in his eyes, he saw us as faultless. He saw us as faultless. He didn't see us as guilty people, as he saw us as blameless. So now through the blood of Christ, we are sanctified. That's the last thing. Through the blood of Jesus, we are sanctified. Now the fifth confession is, through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, set apart for God. Amen.
That's amazing. Yeah, the love of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you look at it, a lot of people, yeah, who are making a change in the community. So this is just the news, yeah, the local news. Mr. Brian Mitchell pays tribute to children. The annual Brian Mitchell Golf Day this year paid tribute to the Nashua's Children's Funds. The golf day took place on Friday, March 31st at Glen Vista Country Club Golf Course. And the proceeds of the day went to the Nashua's Children's Funds. Mm-hmm. Right there, man. Yeah, like he's not keeping the wealth to himself, you know,
yeah,
being greedy or all those stuff. You know, like the word says, you must help people.
Yeah.
You know, give and you shall receive.
Yes.
That's what he's doing, man. Like he's giving, yeah, to the community, his community, making a change out there. And there's people that care about the children. You got to keep, you got to care about the children. Why? Because there's the next generation right there.
That's real.
When we gone, they're the ones that are going to be left to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so with all that said and done, you know, this amazing session, the redemptive power of the blood, you know, this was just part one, you know. Part two, we're going to still go into it, you know. We're going to finish it up and give you the amazing stuff. And yeah, we're going to be telling you people things like the word spiritual food and things also like how the word helps us to know Jesus. You know, there's people out there that don't know Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're going to be revealing those things to you.
So just stay tuned in, everybody. We're going to see you again next week, same time, same place.
Yeah,
just tune in, wake up early in the morning and just be ready and prepared to hear the word of God right here on the number one station, the Dave and Nash Show, on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, where Christ music is blazing music. Never stop tuning in because we got you dancing up right here.
Yeah.
Crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart, the target was me. You posed a question: do you believe? Do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart, the target was me. You posed a question: do you believe? Do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart. Your talking was me. You posed a question. Do you believe? Do you believe?
The Cape of Storms lived up to its name today as the remaining riders headed into the valleys and mountains surrounding the Elgin-Gerbo region. The day's major obstacle came inside the first 20 kilometres. Neuverberg Pass is a short but steep ascent with gradients reaching 25% at times. And it was on those very slopes that Sauza and Kulhavi moved away from the main bunch together with the Topi Gergen pair of Alban Lekata and Christian Heineck. Behind them, it was clear that second overall team Bulls Carl Platenhuis-Hubbe were in for a torrid day as they hung with third place Multivan Merida's Jose Mida and Rudy van Hoots in the big bunch, eventually losing touch with the flying quartet on the descent. A strong characteristic of the mountain biking in the Elgin area is a superbly crafted single track, and 27 of the day's 92 kilometres was made up of the wonderful meandering trails through forests and plantations. The unique bridges built using alien trees on the Paul Kluver farm were a highlight, and the leading quartet displayed their skills to the spectators gathered at the amphitheatre play park. The power of Kulhavi and the wind was the deciding factor in the outcome of the stage, and the Olympic champion put in a surge around 10 kilometres from the finish. Sauza followed, and they ended the stage at Oak Valley just over 2 minutes ahead of Lekata and Heineck. 2010 world champion Jose Mida and Rudy van Hoots stayed close to the Bulls, and they finished nearly 6 minutes after Investec Songo specialised.
Today was very unique, super windy. Flat out from the beginning to the end, more or less. We dropped away halfway up to the highest point at the beginning with the top peak. Yarrow got super strong, and we were basically all ducking behind Yarrow in the wind.
The EPSA Africa jersey is tightly contested. Darren Lill and Waylon Wilcock were the first South African team home in sixth, the first of four local teams inside the top 10, with USN's Crusoe and Walker holding onto the red jersey by a minute and a half. The Sasol women's race took on a familiar look early on as race leaders Resium Specialized powered up the Neuverberg Pass to claim the Sasol hotspot ahead of second place Jenny Stenach and Robin de Groot of Ascenders Health. However, drama was to follow when Kleinans and Langvat mistakenly took a wrong turn and cut out 5 kilometres of the course. They then rolled over the line in first place, only for the UCI commissaire to penalise them 1 hour and 13 minutes, meaning that de Groot and Stenach will start stage 3 in the leaders' jerseys.
Welcome to the Prayer for Salvation. This is simply a video I've put together where I'd like to pray for anyone within the sound of my voice. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as we seek our Father God. Choosing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision you will ever make. Remember, it's not about how you feel after you pray. When the Bible says it, that settles it, and God promises to save you when you ask. God's word promises, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation for you, regardless of your past. Your part is to simply believe and receive. So the very moment you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit, and when you're born again, there's a brand new you. Pray out loud after me. Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus.